You're listening to Informus Obscurum on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. That first track was Heavy by Hell from their album Submersus. There's some real dope smoker energy going on with that riffage. A bit harsher in the vocal department, but the guitar tones are really on point. That cover art on that album, really great, equally fitting for the music. It's just a swirling mass of dark red fibers with a dark hole in the center. The horrible storm to swallow you down into hell. Yeah, album didn't blow me away, but it was a good one. Good, nice sludge. Now that second track, that album is weird. It's something. That second track was called Am. So it was by Flesh Vessel. From their album Obstinacy, Sisyphean Dreams Unfolded. Everything about this album, a shrug doesn't do it justice. Like, I don't know. It's certainly something, and what that something is, I am unsure, and I think maybe ambitious is the appropriate word. I was looking them up. I can't even tell where they're from. Rate Your Music says Chicago. Their Bandcamp says New Orleans. There is a smorgasbord of instruments played in this band, including guitar, viola, Puerto Rican cuatro, harp, jaw harp, bell, drum programming, fretless bass, keyboards, synthesizer, upright piano, flute, piccolo, ocarina, drums, and additional percussion. Now, with that list like that, you just know these guys must be some intense music nerds from an art school like Berklee or Juilliard or something. Like, ocarina? Who's playing that in general? And the piccolo? Like, maybe in general? But in a metal band? I don't know. Whatever. But when I was looking into it further, it makes sense that it's so weird, or at least the collection of where it's from. This was released on Voidhanger Records, possibly the largest collection of the weirdest contemporary heavy music. Weirdly, I still had fun with the album. It's kind of cool, even though it's, like, strange. Like, even the King Diamond-esque falsetto in the death metal song, it's weird, and it comes in throughout the rest of the album. It's weirdly not completely out of place. Then I was noticing again the death growls sound like Dr. Claw from the old school Inspector Gadget cartoon. And once again, not in a bad way. Like, Dr. Claw should have been in a metal band. It's not going to be in heavy rotation, this album, but, you know, once again, hey, I like things that are different, changing it up. And that's different. That's changing it up. Speaking of changing it up. So you're probably familiar with this. Hopefully you are. Twin Peaks theme. So last night, I watched the movie Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me for the first time. And holy cow. Like, what the hell was that? I just finished I watched season 1 and 2 for the first time early last year. And I'm about to start Twin Peaks The Return. I watched Fire Walk With Me last night, because I figured I should, just in of release date when they came out. Oh, and that's, it was incredible. But it's a monumental piece of, like, cinema. I don't know, another one of those kind of, like, David Lynchian, like, you get it by feeling it. Like, yeah, there's some plot points that help me, some things make sense, but some so many less things make sense now. I don't know, but there's something about... I don't think I have the proper words for it, but... The point of bringing this up is that, like, all of us out here, we only get to watch Twin Peaks for the first time once. And it's a special experience. An experience I'm greatly enjoying. Enjoying getting lost. And I will continue to enjoy rewatching it in the future. But this made me think of, you only get to watch Twin Peaks for the first time once. I heard it said once on the internet somewhere that, you know, when you're like 10 or 12 years old and maybe your uncle or your dad or probably your older brother or, you know, your brother's friend or something like that shows you Slayer for the first time. And, oh, shit, like, the first time you hear Slayer, it's an overwhelming experience. Like, how, what, why? It's confusing but exhilarating at the same time. So, and although Slayer and Twin Peaks are not at all the same vibe, you only get to listen to these for the first time once. But let's revisit. As many of you have revisited Twin Peaks, I'm going to help us all revisit some Slayer. So let's start off with the classic, you know it, I know it, your sister knows it, your dog knows it, your mom and dad know it, everyone knows it. This is Raining Blood.
cheap ride. Please stay a while, and I promise I won't keep you long. I'll keep you forever.
Yeah, that's good. That Raining Blood riff is like the riff in metal. at least when you're a teenager, first getting into metal. And it's still so good. Like, I was talking about how, you know, you only ever hear it for the first time once. But, man, when you do, holy cow, life-changing. You know, and as a teenager, it's probably the coolest you'll ever feel when you, if you play that riff on guitar, that descending, probably a tritone. I don't know, they love that. And then the double kick and the E-flat triplets come in. They come rocking into your ears for the first time. What an exhilarating experience. Yeah, and everything else, too. Like, I remember seeing the music video for Bloodline, and, like, one of the people we were with, like, she was like, oh, this is scaring me. I was like, and I was like, yeah, this is cool. Oh, yeah. Man, gnarly stuff. Yeah, blood raining down from the sky, serial killers, like, all this awful stuff. I mean, it's kind of, it's comical now, when you think about it. I mean, depending on who you're asking, and what you're used to, art-wise. Because it's a bit of an edgelord type of lyrical content to a degree, but, you know, that's, for a lot of young teenagers, you know, that's exactly what you want, you know, when you're gaining your independence as a young person. Yeah, like that, that second track, Dead Skin Mask, is about the American serial killer, Ed Gein, who, of course, was used as inspiration for many horror movie villains over the years, including Norman Bates of Psycho, Leatherface of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I think Buffalo Bill in, what do you call it? Silence of the Lambs, that's it. Yeah, you know, the whole using, flaying his victims and then using them as, like, I don't know, lampshades and wearing them as a mask or using, like, curtains and stuff. All of that stuff, which I believe was burned by the FBI because they didn't want, you know, copycats or, you know, people who hold on to treasures, quote-unquote, like that, you know. It's just not good for human society to, I think, hold on to those, what you could arguably call cursed objects. Okay, moving on. What do we have next? I think I have some newer, kind of death-ish, progressive-ish, prog-ish metal from this band, Heruvim. Yeah, I've got a couple tracks. We'll start off with Mysterium Tremendum. Let's go. We'll be right back. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. So, we just had Herovim. This is a death metal group from Ukraine. Belting out some old school death metal with a few added contemporary sounds. I had a good time with this album. Not mind-blowing, but good. As I was looking this up, that they're from Ukraine, it's inspiring to see this. You know, even when your country is actively being invaded by hostile forces, and everything is kind of dark around you, art still persists in the face of this uncertainty and horribleness. It's on the darker side, but the thing is to not have the creative elements beaten out of you, you know? It's good stuff. So I think we are nearing the end of the show. Let's see how much time we have. We won't go quite to 3 hours. I think we got the last two tracks here. From Valdrin. A couple tracks from their EP from last year, Apex Violator. It was a pretty good EP. This is a black metal, symphonic black metal, dissonant black metal, you know, but death metal-y kind of oriented. From Cincinnati. We will call it a night for that. So, thank you for allowing me to be your guide through the darkness. This has been Informus Obscurum for CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg for Metal Mondays. I've been your host, A Voice in the Abyss, wishing you a good night, a good day, or an otherwise pleasant experience in your perception of time. So our last two tracks for the night, both from Valdrin. Black Imperial Smoke and Ignite the Murder Shrine. Enjoy.
Yeah. pagan world. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM.
It's coming to take us away. the space music any fun? I wonder, is the space music any fun?
Trendsetter.